PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 153, Google's Not Yet Unified Hangouts. One of the things that Google released this past week at Google I.O. was their Hangouts app for Android and iOS. And the idea behind this app was it's supposed to be a reimagining or a reimagining of a number of different Google services, including Gtalk and the Google Hangouts feature or Google Plus Hangouts. And, supposedly some of the Google Voice stuff, but the Google Voice stuff hasn't shown up yet. And especially SMS, which I think is the instant messaging app that is the lowest common denominator. I think you have to do SMS if you want to really have a compelling sort of instant messaging offering, because it is the lowest common denominator. But of course, the problem with all these different little instant messaging apps, whether they're Google's app or whether it's some other app, it's that you're trying to get people to use them. Now, Google has a wide reach. But not everybody wants to use Google or Facebook. Facebook has their own. There's WhatsApp, which is the probably the most popular third-party one that isn't one of the social network players. And of course, if you're a member of the cult of Steve Jobs, you use iMessage, but you don't really know you're using iMessage unless you are aware of actually what's going on. Anyway, it's this, there's all these islands, and SMS is the one that's in common, and you can either use SMS, which of course the carriers have an interest in keeping expensive for no particularly good reason, or you use one of these other instant messaging apps, which your friends may or may not be using. And unfortunately, as big as Google is, this is still the issue with them. And meanwhile, as I said, that it's the Hangouts app works okay. I mean, I didn't try and do a video Hangout. I did some text jabbering with a friend, and actually that came up in the context of we wanted me to test a secure chatting app, which drove the Hangouts app nuts because all it was seeing was encrypted blobs going back and forth while we were using an encrypted chat function that just was using Gtalk as the backend. So even though I guess Google has also said that they're not so enthralled with XMPP anymore, it seems like they're still using it. Maybe it'll go away at some point. I guess they're changing their back end to not be so interoperable, mainly because nobody's doing it. I mean, that's the problem with interoperability only works when you're the person that or you're the company that benefits from it, and nobody really wants to interoperate on these things. SMS is it's still the most interoperable thing. It's just expensive. So I'm curious what you think of the Hangouts app. I'm curious how long it will take Google to integrate Google Voice in there, or Google Voice will just be pruned off like everything else, even though they've said in an article in The Verge that they are planning to do it, but it just hasn't happened yet, and blah, blah, blah. So that's my take on the new Google Hangouts app that's now available for your smartphone of choice. Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.